We've got a guest joining us now, formerly with the Bucks and now with USF, and it is the new defensive backs coach and assistant head coach, Ron Cooper. Hello, Coach.
Hello.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Doing great.
Nice to meet you, by the way. Justin
nice
Pulaski.
To meet you.
Now you had a couple of early signings to help you be as smart as you want to be, because great players make coaches smart.
That's right.
Why go JUCO?
Well, you know, sometimes to mature up your football team, the numbers, I think, were a little bit, there weren't as many scholarship defense backs that it, I think, takes to play. And a lot of times when you go out and you want to sign a higher number, you need to sort of fill in some classes. If you got some juniors right. missing, if you got some sophomores missing, you need to fill in the class. So it's always good to fill in with the older guy. We do have some freshman talented guys, but he fits a need and can be here this spring.
Yeah, obviously people here know you because you worked with the Bucks last year. But I think nationally people would say, oh, that's the guy who was the LSU DB coach for years, you know, with some of the players you had there. What's it like being back in college?
You know what? I truly missed it. And there's no doubt that, as I told my kids, they jumped for joy. You know, I'd been a college coach for 28 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm really enjoying it. I like the recruiting part of it. You get a little better chance to mentor the guys and to help them develop.
No, not you that know. Your guys weren't young as it was last year.
Yeah. But, you know, we got a group here that I'm excited about. The biggest plus for me was Coach Taggart. You know, my last year at LSU, we played Western Kentucky. That was the year we lost to Alabama in the national championship. And we thought that night, defending what he did on offense, you know, with the personnel that was not supposed to be any close to the personnel right. we had, was outstanding. And so what he did was really good on offense and controls the ball, knows how to move it, one of the best play calls I've ever seen. And so when he offered me a chance, I thought this is a great match.
Coach Ron Cooper, defensive backs coach, assistant head football coach for USF, joining us as we're live from USF for signing day with Gary Shelton. I'm Justin Pulaski. Coach, this is also a big day for your son, too, right?
Yes, it is.
He signed with Tulane
this morning, so I'm proud of him. My wife called me and said her name was, she put our name down, and I think he signed about 7:45.
Well, what is that like for you? Because you've been in the college game so long. You're part of the recruiting. You're recruiting your own guys. He's being recruited. You've got a different perspective than most parents.
Yeah, you know, he's been part of it, too. You know, he understands. He's been in college football his entire life. He's been around college athletics. He's probably been in every stadium type in America. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was excited. He went on 4 different visits and had the opportunity to make some decisions and, you know, getting a chance to go away from my wife and I and the other 2 kids, but at the same time, where he can grow and mature. But at the same time, he isn't too far away. I think the thing that took him overboard with Tulane was we'd been at LSU his
right.
freshman sophomore.
So he knows what Cajun food is.
And he has 2 of his teammates that he went to high school with on the team. They're 1 committed this year also. So,
oh, great.
You know.
So that makes it easier, too.
Makes it easier, yeah.
Now, obviously, our listeners are going to want to know what's going on up there. Can you paint a picture of what it's like in the war room for you guys?
Well, you know, we're excited. We're all standing. You're waiting by the fax machine because a young man may call you and tell you that it's signed, or we have times, Stu Holt has set up times where we know when they're supposed to sign with their high school or at home with their parents. So we look for if that time was supposed to be 8:00 for it to come in at 8:30 or 8:45, at least for us to be there. So everybody's sort of sitting around the fax and making calls and making sure that everything is still going as planned. So
is everything still going as planned?
Oh, right now it is. We're just what is it, not real late, so we got
right.
yeah, we have all sure. day to get them in. But you want them in so our head football coach can talk about them.
Have there been surprises? Have you guys lost a guy who was committed, or has a guy who you committed elsewhere.
Everything is going the way planned right now. So it's you know, you never know how it ends up, but everything is going as planned right now.
Do you ever look at some of these recruiting services? By the way, Ron Cooper is joining us, defensive backs coach, assistant head coach of USF. Do you ever look at some of these recruiting services? And is there, do you guys know, I mean, that so much is being reported about commitments and about guys, and Twitter has taken over a lot of this as well. You know, how much is there more behind the scenes than there is out there for the public and for the fans to know?
Well, you know, we're allowed up until Sunday was one call. Other than that, there were multiple calls, you know, but before Sunday started Monday again, it opened back up, so we could actually call them. I think you pretty much know, over my 28 years of college football, I think you pretty much know if they're answering the phone.
Okay.
You know, if there's somebody you're waiting on, if a kid is saying it's between you and somebody else and you can't get him on the phone, then most likely you're not going to get him. I've also found out that when they name three, you know, if they tell you it's between you, and they name three of them, usually there's one and two, and they're just being nice to you. So, you know, there are some things over the years you'll find out, but, you know, we get a chance to talk to them. And, you know, Coach T organized us last night to where we were all up in the office and passed the phone around when we got him on the phone, and he got a chance to talk to every guy.
It's a hard thing, isn't it? I mean, you're like, let's say, for instance, you want to take two running backs. And you've got four you're talking to. Well, maybe the number four guy is ready to, you know, ready to put his name on the line, but you're still holding out for one and two because you can only take so many.
Yeah.
It's not the old Bear Bryant days where he would sign 100 kids. How does that work? I mean, do you ever tell a guy, you know, we need to know a final answer or we're going to go another direction?
Well, sometimes, you know, you always, and different head coaches have different philosophies, and I've seen it to where some coaches squeeze on a visit, some coaches say, hey, look, take your other visits. And it usually works out, you know. We're allowed to bring in, I think, 55 on official visits, 52. Each kid's allowed to take five official visits, so it doesn't add up.
Right.
So usually what happens is you're left without somebody, you know. So there's sometimes you may want to say, I want to sign, you know, one quarterback or two quarterbacks, and you get one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just add them on to the next year. There's always some definites, you know. There's some times when you say, hey, we got to have this, we got to have that, and you go out and you overdo it, and you don't under it. If you need two defensive tackles, you got to have two. Sometimes you may end up with three, but you got to have the two. Just depends on how you work it back and forth.
Coach, I mean, I think with you being here and making the transition in Tampa from the Bucs to USF, we got to ask you about the Bucs as well. Just, you know, what did you learn being on that coaching staff last year, and what can you say about the defensive backs you had to work with?
Well, you know, we lost Aqib Talib. We inherited, as we came in, Coach Shiano inherited Aqib, and Aqib had his problems, and
yeah.
You know, he played four games, and then there was a suspension, and never again, who was the first round, and then Eric Wright, who was signed as a free agent,
mm-hmm.
Had his problems
had
too,
his
so
issues,
that was
yeah.
one of the ones, and then, you know, moved Rondé to Barber. Rondé is an outstanding person, outstanding man, and you know, he actually helped sort of keep it together back there. But it allowed, you know, with Mark Barron coming into play and starting every game, it allowed a couple of young guys to have to step in. You know, at the end, Leonard Johnson, who was a free agent out of Iowa State. And there's another young man that came to us from Seattle, like probably six games in two, that ended up starting the last two games. That was undrafted free agent 4 years ago. And then E.J. Biggers hurt his ankle and was out 6 weeks. So, you know, that league is a little bit, you know, that league's what I call different. You know, it isn't as much coach driven, it is player driven. You know, the players are the ones that have to execute. The players are the ones that have to do it all. You know, a lot of times people put it and say it's coaching, but you know, they're good quarterbacks. Drew Brees, you know, the guy,
sure.
the guy in Atlanta.
Matt Ryan.
I mean, they're good quarterbacks, and the difference probably in professional football is that, you know, not every week, but, you know, out of the 16 games, you're going to have 12 guys, including the guy at Oakland, you know, that can make every throw.
How difficult of a position does that put you in as a position coach when you have Eric Wright and Aqib Talib having their off-the-field issues and then not being able to take part in the field because they've been suspended?
Well, you know, sometimes it's tough, and, you know, there are a lot of, you know, things that go into getting the guy ready. You know, the difference of it in professional football is that we get our guys here and our guys know that they're going to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, in college football, you know, when you get them as a freshman, 95% of the time you're going to have them for 4 to 5 years. So you teach them, you nurture them, they learn the scheme, they know what you want, they know what you expect. In professional football, you know, I think you get them, and with a new staff last year, we just came in, but then you get them, you know, for the OTAs, which mm-hmm. is hardly, and then you get them for preseason. And at the same time, if somebody gets hurt, somebody may be sitting in your meeting the next week that you hadn't even had in any of the spring practice stuff. So the players have to be a little more headsy. They got to be able to pick up on it quick. And, you know, I think the game is a game where if you're healthy, if you can keep your group, the core group, you know, then I think that you can do some things.
Now, Ron, my partner Justin here has eligibility left.
No, I don't.
Is he a defensive back or a defensive tackle? I'm trying to say, he's not a defensive back.
No, come on. Strong safety.
He played offense.
There's a strong safety right there.
Oh, Ray, yeah.
Now, Justin played offensive tackle and part of offensive guard.
Part?
He kind of spilled
up. Come on.
They could only play 10.5 other guys, 9.5 other guys with him. If he signs with USF, what kind of chance does he have to play as a freshman?
Well,
your philosophy?
Well, in the secondary, I think that if you're good enough to play, and probably the last 10 years of my college coaching has been, you know, at LSU and South Carolina and Mississippi State, so I've been fortunate enough. But you know, I've redshirted guys that I didn't get to coach their fourth year, so I believe that if they're good enough to play, you play them. And if they can help you win a game, if they can help you or they contribute on special teams in the nickel package or on defense, I think if you can do that, you play them because, you know, you're only as good as the game you're playing at that moment. If they're not, there's some guys that have to mature, and if they have to mature, then you redshirt them. And there's plenty of guys that actually get a fifth year and become really, really good football players their fifth year. But I think that if you're good enough, especially as a skill position, you play them.
Let me ask you one thing that doesn't have anything to do with your life at all anymore. But if Matthew was on the board, would you take a chance on him?
Just from, you know, I recruited Tyrann Mathews,
right.
And I know what he came from, and I know the people that are the family who's like his mom and who is
right,
his mom and dad now,
right.
Who's raising him. And there is no doubt that Tyrann is one that'll learn from his mistakes. He's 20 years old. I think he'll learn and he'll come out on top. I know he's doing some things right now to make it better for himself. He's coming to grips with a few things that he grew up that he knew, but it only comes out when everybody's picking. You know, you're talking to a young man that's 18 years old and he couldn't go to McDonald's, you know, as a freshman because everybody bothered him for autograph. He couldn't, you know, his life totally changed, and I think that's a lot of pressure on him. But he's going to play. Somebody's going to take him. I don't know when they'll take him, but somebody's going to take him in those first three rounds, I think.
Oh, you think he'll go that high?
Oh, yeah. I
thought he might slip to 5 or so.
I think that there'll be somebody, you know. I think
it only takes one, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, Janoris Jenkins last year did a whole lot forward because you're talking – everybody stated he had problems. He did this and that, and he's now only become probably one of their best DBs at St. Louis and was drafted, I think, early second.
Yeah.
And nothing happened, you know. So I think that's probably helped the case. Don't be surprised, you know. A lot of times I always say that as a college coach, they used to say, hey, those guys really just think you guys can't get it done in college football, so they make the personnel people make their own minds up.
Sure.
So I think they make their own minds, but I think that is true.
Talking about Tyrann Mathews, also coached Morse Claiborne and Patrick Peterson while at LSU, was with the Bucks last year, and now we're glad to have you. I'm a USF alum, so I can say we. Glad to have him as defensive backs coach and the assistant head coach here. It's Ron Cooper. Ron, we appreciate your time,
you.
And good luck the rest of signing day.
Appreciate
today.
It. Thank
All
you,
right,
guys.
That's Ron Cooper.